All right, here we are on the Working with Others meeting on June 20th, 2026. Very excited to introduce Beth M. Beth, take it away. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chanel, and thank you, everybody, including Elizabeth, for inviting me to speak this evening. My name is Beth. I'm a compulsive overeater from Houston, Texas. So let me just say that I approached sponsoring. I heard a saying many years ago now, and I loved it, and it really took off a lot of the pressure that I was putting on myself to be the perfect sponsor or a good sponsor or get them recovered or whatever, right? And that was that if the person is ready, Mickey Mouse could be their sponsor. And if they're not ready, Roseanne herself could not help them. So my goal generally is to aim somewhere between Mickey Mouse and Roseanne when I'm sponsoring. A little bit of my background and how I was sponsored, because that's generally how we're taught to sponsor, right? I was sent to OA by my therapist, and she told me it was time to do the hard work, right? When I asked my first sponsor to be my sponsor, she said, "Well, are you ready to do the work?" Well, I had no idea what the work was, but it definitely set me up for doing this work. At the time, I thought we all did the steps this way. I just have to say that. But my sponsor, we started out, she gave me a clean notebook and said I'd be filling this one and many others. And we worked with the OA 12 and 12 and the AA 12 and 12, right? And I began writing out each of the steps in the OA and in the AA in first person, longhand. And then when I was and we would meet once a week for sometimes 2 hours. She gave me so much of her time, God bless her. And I would read it back to her, whatever I had handwritten out, right? So I'd read it back to her in first person. And I learned so much that way. And then once I was done with the OA 12 and 12 and the AA 12 and 12, I had to create my own step version of whatever that step was. So I really hand wrote out long form three times every step. And I can truthfully tell you all, by the time I was done with that, first of all, I thought everybody else was doing that. So, I didn't even think that I was an option not to. But by the time I got done with that, I owned those steps, right? They were mine. I had made them mine. And I am just so incredibly blessed that my sponsor did that. And now I can tell you this, I've had probably 10, 12 sponsees since then. I've never gotten one to do that work. But I try with every one of them because I was blessed beyond measure to do it that way. So how do I sponsor? Well, usually if somebody comes and asks me to sponsor them, I of course ask them, "Are you ready to do the work?" They of course usually say yes. But we meet and we get to know each other, see what's happening in their world, and kind of get a sense of, where are they at with food, where are they at with life in general. We talk about availability. I am a ridiculously busy person, and so I have to have somebody who's flexible because sometimes I manage commercial buildings, so sometimes floods and fires and different things happen. So I have to have sponsees who are willing to, wait a few minutes and then we get on the phone or whatever. So we make sure it works, right? Just the nuts and bolts of things. And then I usually ask them, first of all, I never say yes immediately. I always tell them I need to ask my sponsor. Gives me a nice pause and it makes sure I don't exceed my limits. But then I tell them, look, let's try for 30 days, right? Let's just see how the fit is. And I'll show you how I work the steps, and hopefully you'll want to continue in that way. So we get together after that first meeting, right? So then we set up, here's what we need to do. And I encourage them to get the OA 12 and 12, either whether it's on Kindle or in hard copy. and a clean notebook. And I encourage them to start writing it out in first person. And most everybody does for at least the first step. And we do it the same way I did with my sponsor. As we meet each week, and they're reading me their step work, right? That gives me the opportunity to get to know them and a little more closely and get a sense of, where are they at with things like how do they feel about their own integrity? How do they feel, how are they doing with their honesty? I ask everybody, we do not talk about food a lot, but I do ask them to text me what they're eating. The good, bad, and the ugly, right? We just get in there. I have found with most of the people I've sponsored that they come in with so much shame, and I just need them to feel safe, right? So I'm like, look, if you're eating Reese's and you're eating this and that, it's okay. Just get honest about it, right? Let's just start where you're at. Just get honest. And we'll get to the food and or you'll get to a nutritionist, whatever, but help them start getting rid of the shame related to food and just learn to be honest wherever they're at. So we start with that and they carry on. I do ask them to get at least one of our day readers. I was also asked to read one of those and then text whatever insight I got to my sponsor so that she knew I was actually doing that work. And every day, and I did that. And most of my sponsees do follow through. That seems to be a reasonable thing to ask. So we carry on. Now, by about step two and a half or so, most of them are like, am I going to do this for every step? And so, I kind of measure whether or not they're going to be willing and how long I might be able to encourage them to do that longhand work. And then we sort of start modifying. If I see they're not willing to do it, then I'm going to modify, right? That's how I learned the steps, but we all learn differently, right? I was an education major in college, so I get it. There's 100 different learning styles. And so as I get to know them, I try to figure out what would be best for them. I usually ask them, what do they need? Well, how do they think if they've been in program a while? How do they think they would learn the best? Do they want to do, we throw out various ideas. I have asked many of my fellows how they sponsored, so I could get some other ideas since the way I was sponsored doesn't always work with everybody. And so we tailor it to whoever that person is. And I have learned in sponsoring this program, I have to be flexible. If I'm going in with this, you'll do it my way or the highway. Well, I'm probably not going to have many sponsees, and I'm not going to learn a whole lot. After I get done with the steps the first time doing it that way, I wanted to do the steps again a different way and then another way, right? Because I can learn so much. So we make it through. Usually, most of the time, the people that I've sponsored will have some form of reading the text, talking about what they've how they view themselves in that text. Where do they see themselves, right? So we get through there. We get to the fourth step. I have a lot of folks that are just terrified of that step. And I do it the big book way with the worksheets, just like I did it. But depending on how scared they are of it, I've had sponsees that I have done the first few resentments with them, like we've walked through it together. I've had other sponsees that I'm like, look, we're just going to pick one, right? Let's just, it's the layer of the onions, right? So let me just take off the smallest layer, right? Just get them through the first four step because some people are paralyzed at that step. And they got to get through one to realize they're going to make it, right? So I've had one where we literally do one resentment, one fear, one just to get through, just a little, sample fourth step, if you will. And then we go back, right? The other thing I really do try to do with my sponsees is make sure that they understand it's an adventure, right? I really don't like that the steps say it's a moral inventory. While it is, right? The goal of it for us is to find the patterns, right? It's an adventure to find the patterns. And so that's what we're looking for. We'll have to deal with all the cleaning up this, of our the wreckage of our past, but the actual step and the digging in and the fearless moral inventory and making sure we're not doing half measures, right? All of those phrases in our literature that make it clear it's a big deal, right? But I really like them to understand it's an adventure. We're going to get through it. We're going to learn more about ourselves. And it will be a phenomenal life-changing event if we just get through it. And so we walk through it. I mean, we just keep marching, right? So I would say the longest somebody's in a four step might be a month if they're doing all the worksheets. I personally do it every time where they're kind of doing four and five together, right? For me to get multiple chunks of hours where I can sit with somebody, it's difficult. So, they get their resentments done, we do their resentments. As they're doing their fears, then we do their fears, et cetera. So we do that. At some point during that, first to fourth step, I have encouraged them to go to a nutritionist to find a food plan that will work for them. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not going to even begin to tell them what they need to eat or not eat. But they need to figure that out with somebody who has a degree or their doctor, somebody, right? As to what they need to eat. But we do look at things like behaviors, right? How are they doing? How are they eating? If they're reporting to me that they're eating, all this, a bunch of stuff, I usually ask them, well, when is it that you're doing this, right? I had one sponsee that every time she went to her bedroom, she had to be carrying with her bags and boxes, right? So it's like, okay, the bedroom is off limits, right? No more eating in the bedroom. If they are people who, well, I'm fixing for my kids and I'm having bites and all that, it's like, okay, can we make an agreement that you won't be eating off your kids' plates? Whatever it is, those are the kinds of things that help, that I have found most helpful is figuring out the situational or the behavioral, triggers that set up the addict for a binge or, for a slip, whatever you would call it. For me, I found a lot of situations as I was going through it at work. If my boss is giving me 100 things, that's when I'm going to go for it, right? So I have to be really careful. One of my fellows said in a meeting, and I really tried to figure out for or help my sponsees figure out how to stay 10 steps away from the first bite, right? Because the first bite doesn't happen when it sits in my mouth. It has happened way before that by buying it or putting it in the cart or, when you start romancing that food, whatever it is. And so we try to identify, what happened before so that next time, whatever that is, right, they can be aware of it, and say, oh, wait, that's happening. I need to be careful. I need to get on the phone or whatever. I have found that to be very helpful. And usually I ask them to write down those pre-food behaviors, right? So that they can be aware of them. Those are just as important as to me as finding out our character defects. What's our situational defaults that led us to the food? And then if my sponsee's having trouble, like at the grocery store, I'll ask them to send me a picture of their receipt. Right? I said, you can't have two receipts, just send me a picture of your receipt. Right? We're building on honesty. We're building in personal integrity. One of the things my sponsor had me do, and I really thought she's just lost it, was at the grocery store, I had to return grocery carts to not to the carousel to let the guy bring them up, but all the way back in the store where I got them. And about, I don't know, 6 months into program, I finally realized, oh, I guess I'm now learning to,
Yeah, 5 minutes left.
thanks, Tammy. Now I'm learning how to take responsibility for myself, right? And taking responsibility for myself is super important, right? And not just going through this world, not even thinking about what are my actions doing for somebody else. So I attempt to teach that to or share that with sponsees, depending on the situation. It may be shopping carts, it may be something else. Kind of depends on where their world is. Once they have met with a nutritionist and have figured out a food plan, I usually ask them to write out five breakfasts, five lunches, five dinners that are sort of a default, right? Things that are within their food plan that they can choose in a pinch, like so they don't have to be thinking about it every time and trying to come up with something new or different. I find the more boring my food can be, the better, right? The same thing works. So I ask them to come up with five, five, and five. And that gives them 15 meals that are safe, that are in their food plan, that can work, and put them on postcards so they've got them ready to go. And many of them have suggested that that is helpful. So I do that. And then, several of my sponsees have had slips, right? Or relapses and have left the rooms. And the thing that I have done with each one of them is to encourage them just to stay in the game, right? Just keep coming to meetings. It's the one thing Roseanne always said, right? Don't leave. No matter what's happening, don't leave. Keep coming to meetings, keep coming to OA because our disease wants to get us alone, right? So I do ask my sponsees to call every day. Just check in, leave me a voicemail, do a WhatsApp voicemail. I'll listen to that. Send me whatever it is they want to send me by text, right? I do ask for their food. And I tell them up front, I am not going to respond to every one of them, I promise you. But I'll try to give you a heart or something, right? But I don't have that time. And I don't want them to get so dependent on me that, they're not going to send their food if I stop responding. So I do that. Let's see what else. I don't fire anybody. And they can stay with me as a sponsor as long as they're in the rooms and as long as they want to, as far as I'm concerned. Now, sometimes we kind of move off of sponsoring and more into a recovery buddy. If I don't think I'm helping them, I will absolutely encourage them to find somebody else. I'll give them that option. But I've had a couple sponsees who, even though they're struggling with the food, and I've said, I'll ask them, what do you think I could do to help you recover? Right? What do you need that you're not getting? How can we work this differently? And I've had at least two of those folks say, please don't abandon me. And not in a codependent way, but in a, I know I need help. I know I'm screwing up, but I really want to, get recovered. And so I just have, it's my policy. I'm not going to fire anybody because they're slipping up with food. That just means they're an addict and they're in the right place. And so anyways, I think that's sufficient. So I will stop here and we'll open it up to questions. Chanel?
Thank you so much, Beth.